A complete list of all publicly announced RMAT designations, 160. To date, what number of U.S. FDA-approved RMATs have been issued and to whom have they been awarded? The answer is that 160 RMAT, Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, designations have been publicly announced by biotech and pharma companies. However, the FDA states it has received 388 requests and issued 193, which means that a handful are not yet public knowledge. Therefore, a few companies are operating in stealth mode with regard to their RMAT designations, and approximately half of RMAT applications get approved. 193 approvals, 388 applications equals 49.7%. So far, Rocket Pharmaceuticals stands out as the only company to have secured 5 RMAT designations from the US FDA. CRISPR Therapeutics follows closely with 4 RMATs. 4 other companies, Allogene, Allovir, Humacyte, and Mesoblast, have each received 3 RMATs to date. Additionally, 16 companies have earned 2 RMAT designations each. These include 4DMT, Abeona Therapeutics, Adaptimmune, Athersys, Atsina Therapeutics, Caribou Biosciences, CA Rizgen Therapeutics, Cook Myocyte, Fate Therapeutics, Intellia Therapeutics, Crystal Biotech, Orca Bio, Okugan, Orchard Therapeutics, Poseida Therapeutics, and Sangamo Therapeutics. RMAT designations by the US FDA. In this article, list of RMAT designations. RMAT reviews by the US FDA. What is an RMAT? RMAT definition. List of RMAT designations. Below is a comprehensive list of publicly announced RMAT designations. Abel Zeta, CCAR-168 for the treatment of refractory SLE, including LN, May 27, 2025. 4DMT, 4D-150, a gene therapy for the treatment of diabetic macular edema, May 1, 2025. 4DMT, 4D-150, a gene therapy for the treatment of intravitreal treatment of wet AMD, December 21, 2023. Abeona Therapeutics, EB-101 for treatment of recessive RDEB, January 29, 2018. Abeona Therapeutics, ABO-102 for treatment of Sanfilippo syndrome type A, MPS FIA, April 23, 2018. Acuretic Therapeutics, ART-001, an in vivo gene editing therapy developed to treat transthyretin amyloidosis, ATTR, by reducing the production of the TTR protein in the liver, using LNP technology, May 29, 2025. Adaptimmune Therapeutics, ADPA2M4 for the treatment of synovial sarcoma, December 3, 2019. Adaptimmune Therapeutics, ADPA2M4CD8 for the treatment of patients with platinum-resistant ovarian cancer, November 8, 2022. Adverum Biotechnologies Incorporated, Ixo-vec, its clinical stage gene therapy product candidate, for the treatment of wet AMD, August 1, 2024. Affimed NV, a combination therapy of Asimtamig and Artiva Biotherapeutics AlloNK for treating relapsed/refractory Hodgkin lymphoma, December 5, 2024. Affimmune, AIC-100, a CAR T-cell therapy, for the treatment anaplastic thyroid cancer, July 23, 2024. Allogene Therapeutics, Allo-715 for the treatment of relapsed/refractory multiple myeloma, April 21, 2021. Allogene Therapeutics, Allo-501A for the treatment of relapsed/refractory LBCL, June 8, 2022. Allogene Therapeutics, Allo-316, an AlloCAR T investigational product for adult patients with advanced or metastatic renal cell carcinoma, October 29, 2024. Allover, Posoleucel, Virilimem, ALVR-105, for the treatment of BK virus-associated hemorrhagic cystitis after HSC transplant, June 11, 2019. Allover, Posoleucel, Virilimem, ALVR-105, for the treatment of adenovirus, adverb, infections post-allogeneic stem cell transplantation, January 5, 2022. Allover, Posoleucel, Virilimem, ALVR-105, for prevention of clinically significant infections and disease from six devastating viruses that commonly impact patients following allogeneic hematopoietic cell transplant, April 20, 2022. Angiocrine Bioscience, AB205 for the treatment of organ vascular niche injuries for the prevention of severe toxicities in lymphoma patients, November 11, 2020. Artiva Biotherapeutics, AlloNK Plus Rituximab for the treatment of refractory rheumatoid arthritis, June 8, 2026. AskBio, AB1005, its investigational gene therapy for the treatment of Parkinson's disease, February 19, 2025. Asterius Biotherapeutics, acquired by Lineage Cell Therapeutics, ASDOPC1 for treatment of spinal cord injury, SCI, October 2, 2017. Athersys, Multistem for the treatment of ischemic stroke, October 5, 2017. Athersys, Multistem for the treatment of acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, September 23, 2020. Atsina Therapeutics, ATSN-101, an investigational gene therapy for patients with Leber congenital amaurosis caused by biallelic mutations in GUCY2D, November 14, 2023. Atsina Therapeutics, ATSN-201, a gene therapy to treat X-linked retinoschisis, April 17, 2025. Audence Therapeutics, AT-132 for the treatment of 9-linked myotubular myopathy, XLMTM, August 21, 2018. Autolus Therapeutics, Obecabatagene autolusal, ABACEL, a CD19-directed autologous CAR-T therapy, for the treatment of adult relapsed, refractory B acute lymphocytic leukemia, April 25, 2022. Orion Biotech, ORN-001, an allogeneic cell therapy candidate for the treatment of corneal edema secondary to corneal endothelial disease, June 19, 2024. Avabiz Bio, AVB-114, clinical stage implantable cell therapy for the treatment of Crohn's perianal fistulas, October 3, 2025. Axogen Incorporated, Avance Nerve Graft for Peripheral Nerve Repair, October 29, 2018. Beam Therapeutics, BEAM-302 is a liver-targeting LNP therapy delivering a base editor and guide RNA to correct the mutation causing alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, AATD, May 29, 2025. Beacon Therapeutics, Laruzuva, a gene therapy for treating X-linked retinitis pigmentosa, XLRP, a severe inherited retinal disease, January 28, 2025. BioMarin Pharmaceutical, Veloctocogene Ruxaparvovec, a gene therapy for adults with severe hemophilia A, March 8, 2021. Bionic Sight, BS01, a gene therapy for the treatment of retinitis pigmentosa, RP, patients with advanced stage vision loss, February 18, 2025. BioSolution, Co. Limited, CardiLife for autologous cartilage implantation, August 1, 2023. Bluebird Bio, LifeGenia, Lovo-cel, for the treatment of severe sickle cell disease, October 1, 2017. Blue Rock Therapeutics, a subsidiary of Bayer, Pimdanerprosil, previously known as BRTDA01, for the treatment of Parkinson's disease, June 3, 2024. Bridge Biopharma Incorporated, BBP-812, an investigational intravenous, 4, adeno-associated virus serotype 9, AV9, gene therapy for the treatment of Canavan disease, September 10, 2024. Bristol-Myers Squibb, Liso-cel, an autologous anti-CD19 CAR-T cell therapy for the treatment of adult patients with relapsed or refractory, RR, large B-cell lymphoma, LBCL, December 18, 2019. Caladrius Biosciences, CLBS-14, CD34+ cell therapy program, for the treatment of refractory angina, October 1, 2017. Cabaletta Bio, Rees-cel in myositis, which is a disabling, multisystem autoimmune disease, May 15, 2025. Candel Therapeutics, CAN-2409, Aglatimagine-Besadenovec, targeting newly diagnosed, localized prostate cancer in intermediate to high-risk patients, May 29, 2025. Capricor Therapeutics, CAP 1002 for the treatment of Duchenne muscular dystrophy, February 5, 2018. Caribou Biosciences, CB010. An allogeneic anti-CD19 CAR T cell therapy for relapsed or refractory large B cell lymphoma, November 29, 2022. Caribou Biosciences, CB011. An allogeneic anti-BCMA CAR T cell therapy for relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma, RRMM, March 31, 2026. CiRisgen Therapeutics, CT053. CAR T therapy for the treatment of relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma, October 28, 2019. CiRisgen Therapeutics CT041 for patients with advanced gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma, GC/GJ, with claudin-18.2 positive tumor, January 10, 2022. Cartesian Therapeutics, DeCart08, an autologous mRNA CAR-T directed against the B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA, for the treatment of myasthenia gravis, May 22, 2024. Cellular and Therapeutics, Romilosalel for prevention of infections during neutropenia, July 2, 2018. Cellular Biomedicine Group Incorporated, CBMG, CCAR039 for use in patients with relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL, January 12, 2022. Cook myocyte, Iltimiocel, autologous muscle cells, for treatment of stress urinary incontinence, SUI, following surgical treatment, December 17, 2020. Cook myocyte, Iltimiocel for the treatment of adult females with chronic fecal incontinence, June 1, 2022. CRISPR Therapeutics, CTX001DM for the treatment of severe hemoglobinopathies, May 11, 2020. CRISPR Therapeutics, CTX110, an allogeneic CAR T cell therapy targeting CD19 plus B cell malignancies, November 22, 2021. CRISPR Therapeutics, CTX130, an allogeneic CAR T cell therapy targeting CD70, for the treatment of mycosis fungoides and Sézary syndrome, September 28, 2022. CRISPR Therapeutics, CTX112 for treating relapsed or refractory CD19 positive B cell malignancies, December 9, 2024. Devera Therapeutics, DVX101. Dalanubicil, for the treatment of acute myeloid leukemia, March 19, 2024. Direct Biologics, Exoflow, an extracellular vesicle, EV, drug product, to treat COVID-19 linked acute respiratory distress syndrome, April 12, 2022. Discgenics, injectable disc cell therapy, IDCT or ribonucleotide, an injectable, allogeneic discogenic progenitor cell therapy for the treatment of symptomatic lumbar degenerative disc disease, DDD, January 26, 2023. Dorone Therapeutics, MODIS, its lead placental tissue-derived biologic for the treatment of symptoms associated with knee osteoarthritis, February 19, 2025. Editas Medicine Incorporated, Edit 301, an investigational gene editing medicine for the treatment of severe sickle cell disease, October 16, 2023. Elixirgen Therapeutics, EXG34217, a gene therapy for treatment of telomere biology disorders, February 20, 2025. Encoded Therapeutics, ETX101, a NOV9-based gene regulation therapy for the treatment of SCN1A plus Dravet syndrome, February 9, 2025. N-gene, detalimogene voraplasmid, also known as detalimogene and previously EG-70, an investigational therapy for the treatment of high-risk Bacillus calmette-guérin, BCG-unresponsive, non-muscle-invasive bladder cancer, NMIBC, with carcinoma in situ, June 25, 2025. Enzyvant, Rethymic, originally RVT-802, for the treatment of DeGeorge syndrome, April 17, 2017. Eureka Therapeutics, ECD-204, an Artemis CAR, ABTCR, T-cell therapy for advanced hepatocellular carcinoma, liver cancer, January 12, 2026. Excelthera, ECD-001 for the treatment of hematologic malignancies, April 23, 2019. Fate Therapeutics, FD516. A gene-edited IPSC derived NK cell therapy. For relapsed/refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. DLBCL, December 13, 2021. Fate Therapeutics, FD819. An off-the-shelf, IPSC-derived CAR T-cell therapy in Phase 1 development for the treatment of active moderate to severe systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, including lupus nephritis, April 14, 2025. Fibrocell, FCX007 for the treatment of recessive dystrophic epidermolysis bullosa, May 29, 2019. Fortress Biotech, subsidiary Cellidation Incorporated, EVA-101 for the treatment of traumatic brain injury, November 8, 2017. Galapagos NV, GLPG-5101 for the treatment of relapsed/refractory mantle cell lymphoma, August 6, 2025. Gene Essence, GNSC-001, a gene therapy that blocks interleukin-1, IL-1, for the treatment of knee osteoarthritis, July 16, 2025. Grace Sciences, GS100, an investigational OV9 gene replacement therapy for the treatment of NGLY1 deficiency, April 15, 2026. Gridalis, Vigil, Gemagenova Tusalti, a personalized immunotherapy for advanced ovarian cancer, February 5, 2025. Helix Smith Company, Limited, previously Viromed, VM202 for the treatment of diabetic peripheral neuropathy, May 30, 2018. Hope Biosciences, adipose-derived mesenchymal stem cells, HBADMSCs, for treatment of patients living with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, August 27, 2025. Hopstam, HNPC01, an IPSC-derived human forebrain neural progenitor cell injection, for the treatment of persistent motor dysfunction resulting from basal ganglia ischemic stroke, June 5, 2026. Humacyte, Humacyl for vascular access for hemodialysis, March 20, 2017. Humacyte, acellular tissue engineered vessel, previously human acellular vessel, for urgent arterial repair following extremity vascular trauma, May 4, 2023. Humacyte, acellular tissue engineered vessel, ATEV, for advanced peripheral artery disease, PAD, July 1, 2024. ISO Biotherapeutics, BCMA CAR DCT103A, Equicabtagene autoleucel, for relapsed/refractory multiple myeloma, February 12, 2023. iOCure, ICUR-506, an in vivo targeted gene insertion therapy for the treatment of neonatal onset ornithine transcarbamylase, OTC, deficiency, January 7, 2026. Ematics NV, IMA-203, a TCR T-cell therapy for multiple relapsed and or refractory HLA-A02:01 positive and PRAME-expressing cancers, including cutaneous melanoma, uveal melanoma, endometrial carcinoma, synovial sarcoma, and ovarian cancer, October 24, 2023. Imix Biopharma, and its subsidiary Nexella, NXC-201, an investigational autologous BCMA-directed CAR T therapy for relapsed/refractory RR, light chain, AL, amyloidosis, February 10, 2025. Immunicumab, ilixadencel, activated allogeneic dendritic cells that act as an immune primer for the treatment of metastatic renal cell carcinoma, May 6, 2020. Immunity Bio, ANKDIVA and CAR NK, PD-L1 T-HANK, for the reversal of lymphopenia in patients receiving standard of care chemotherapy/radiotherapy and in relapsed locally advanced or metastatic pancreatic cancer, February 27, 2025. Intellia Therapeutics, NTLA-2002, an in vivo CRISPR-based investigational therapy, for the treatment of hereditary angioedema, March 21, 2023. Intellia Therapeutics, Nexigaran Ziclumeran, NexZRNTLA-2001, a CRISPR-based therapy for treating hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis with polyneuropathy, November 25, 2024. Iovance, Lifileucel for the treatment of advanced melanoma, October 11, 2018. Irigene, NuvNoi-001, an IPSC-derived allogeneic dopaminergic progenitor cell therapy to replace lost dopaminergic neurons, restore disrupted neural circuits, and enable dopamine production in Parkinson's disease patients, January 19, 2026. J-Cite, J-Cell for the treatment of retinitis pigmentosa, May 2, 2017. Juno Therapeutics, with Celgene Corp., CHKAR017 for the treatment of lymphoma, large B-cell NHL, November 1, 2017. Kiatis Pharma, ATIR101 for the treatment of leukemia, September 20, 2017. Crystal Biotech, KB103 for wound closure for ADEB patients, June 24, 2019. Crystal Biotech, KB707, an immunotherapy candidate targeting non-small cell lung cancer, February 9, 2026. Kyverna Therapeutics, KYV101, an autologous, human CD19 CAR T-cell product candidate for the treatment of patients suffering from refractory stiff person syndrome, July 15, 2024. Lexeo Therapeutics, LX2006 for the treatment of Friedreich ataxia, FA, cardiomyopathy, November 13, 2024. Longeveron, Lomecel B for the treatment of mild Alzheimer's disease, July 10, 2024. Luxa Biotechnology, Rapescar PE4Watts, an adult retinal pigment epithelial stem cell, Rapesc, therapy for dry age-related macular degeneration, February 18, 2025. Lyell Immunopharma, Lyell314, a CAR T-cell therapy for the treatment of relapsed or refractory RR, large B-cell lymphoma, April 15, 2025. Magenta Therapeutics, MGTA456 for multiple inherited metabolic disorders, including cerebral adrenoleukodystrophy, September 4, 2019. Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals, Stratigraft for thermal burns, July 18, 2017. March Biosciences, MB105, a first-in-class autologous CD5-targeted CAR T-cell therapy in development for relapsed/refractory CD5-positive T-cell lymphoma, November 12, 2025. Medir Therapeutics, MDR101 to prevent kidney transplant rejection without chronic use of immunosuppressive drugs, September 22, 2020. Myragtx, OV2HACP1 for the treatment of grade 2/3 radiation-induced xerostomia, December 9, 2024. Mesoblast, MPC150IM for heart failure, December 21, 2017. Mesoblast, Rexlemestrocel L in the treatment of chronic low back pain, CLBP, associated with disc degeneration, February 8, 2023. Mesoblast, Rexlemestrocel L, Revascor, for the treatment of children with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, HLHS, a congenital heart condition, December 4, 2024. Mimedex Group, AmnioFix injectable for knee osteoarthritis, March 9, 2018. Mustang Bio, St. Jude's, MB107 for X-linked severe combined immunodeficiency, bubble boy disease, August 22, 2019. Mertel Incorporated, Ravalig001 Aspa for the treatment of Canavan disease, CD, April 2, 2024. Nanoscope Therapeutics, MCO010, a one-time, in-office therapy for the treatment of Stargardt disease, September 2, 2025. Nature Cell Company, Limited, joint stem for the treatment of severe degenerative arthritis, October 25, 2024. Neurogene, NGN401, an investigational gene therapy for Rett syndrome, August 7, 2024. Neurona Therapeutics, NRTX1001 for the treatment of focal epilepsy, June 18, 2024. Nightstar Therapeutics, NSR-REP1 for choroideremia, progressive vision loss, June 14, 2018. Novadip, NVD003, a tissue regeneration product for the treatment of congenital pseudarthrosis of the tibia, June 21, 2025. Novartis, Kymria for patients with relapsed or refractory RR, follicular lymphoma, April 22, 2020. Obsidian Therapeutics, OBX115 for the treatment of patients with unresectable or metastatic melanoma that is resistant to immune checkpoint inhibitor, ICI, therapy, September 3, 2024. Okugan, NeoCart for the repair of full thickness lesions of the knee cartilage in adults, May 24, 2022. Okugan, OCU400 for treatment of retinitis pigmentosa associated with RHO mutations, December 19, 2023. Opus Genetics, OPC-LCA5, a gene therapy for Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA, caused by mutations in the LCA5 gene, May 7, 2025. Orca Bio, Orca T, an experimental allogeneic cell therapy for patients with blood cancers who are eligible for a hematopoietic stem cell transplant, October 15, 2020. Orca Bio, Orca Q, Orca Bio's second-generation investigational allogeneic T-cell immunotherapy for the treatment of high-risk hematologic malignancies, April 28, 2026. Orchard Therapeutics, OTL-103 for Viscott-Aldrich syndrome, July 29, 2019. Orchard Therapeutics, OTL-200 for metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD, January 14, 2021. Organogenesis, Renew for knee osteoarthritis, January 11, 2021. Pacira Biosciences, PCRX-201 for treatment of osteoarthritis of the knee, March 13, 2024. Polarity Te, Skin Te for a chronic cutaneous ulcers and skin conditions, May 13, 2022. Poseida Therapeutics, PBCMA-101 for relapsed/refractory multiple myeloma, November 5, 2018. Poseida Therapeutics, PBCMA-ALO1, an investigational stem cell memory T-cell, D-based allogeneic CAR T-cell therapy for patients with relapsed/refractory multiple myeloma, September 16, 2024. ProKidney, REACT, renal autologous cell therapy for slowing the progression of chronic kidney disease, CKD, and improving kidney function, January 18, 2022. Ray Therapeutics, RTX-015 for retinitis pigmentosa, April 1, 2026. RegenX Bio, RGX-121. An investigational gene therapy for Hunter syndrome, May 24, 2023. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RPL-102 for Fanconi anemia, November 27, 2018. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RPL-201. An investigational gene therapy for leukocyte adhesion deficiency I, LADI, March 9, 2021. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RPA-501. The company's investigational adeno-associated virus, AAV-based gene therapy for the treatment of Danon disease, February 7, 2023. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RPL-301, gene therapy to treat pyruvate kinase deficiency, PKD, May 23, 2023. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RPA-601, an investigational AAV-based gene therapy for the treatment of PKP2 arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy, July 18, 2025. Ritsnomics, RZ001, an investigational candidate for the treatment of hepatocellular carcinoma, May 8, 2026. SanBio, SB623 for chronic motor deficits secondary to TBI, September 20, 2019. Sangamo Therapeutics, SB525, gyroctocogene fitelparvovec, for severe hemophilia A, July 5, 2019. Sangamo Therapeutics, ST920, isaralgagene civaparvovec, for Fabry disease, February 12, 2024. CentiBio, CentiBio-202 for adults with relapsed or refractory acute myeloid leukemia, December 9, 2025. StemCite, HPC cord blood therapy for the treatment of long COVID-19, October 3, 2024. Takeda, Alofisel for the treatment of perianal fistulas, February 10, 2021. Tolaris, FCR-001 for preventing renal transplantation rejection, April 18, 2019. Daisha Gene Therapies, PSHA-102 for the treatment of Rett syndrome, May 2, 2024. Tessa Therapeutics, CD30-directed autologous CAR T-cell therapy for relapsed or refractory CD30-positive Hodgkin lymphoma, February 27, 2020. Tissue Tech Incorporated, cryopreserved human umbilical cord product, TEX-02, April 16, 2020. DSCAN Therapeutics, 2 T-cell receptor, TCR-engineered D-cell, TCRT. Therapy candidates, TSC-100 and TSC-101. For the treatment of hematologic malignancies, May 29, 2024. Ultragenyx Pharmaceutical, UX11. A novel gene therapy proposed for the treatment of Sanfilippo syndrome type A, May 30, 2024. uniQure, investigational gene therapy AMT-130 for the treatment of Huntington's disease, June 3, 2024. United Therapeutics, Maraliverlap, an investigational external liver assist product for the treatment of acute liver failure, April 8, 2026. University of California San Francisco, UCSF, lentiviral gene therapy for Artemis Sid, February 14, 2022. VNGen Therapeutics, VG801. Its lead investigational gene therapy for Stargardt disease and other ABCA4 mutation-associated retinal dystrophies, August 21, 2025. Vericel Corporation, 9-mile Losalty for dilated cardiomyopathy, May 10, 2017. Voyager Therapeutics, VYOTC for advanced Parkinson's disease, June 21, 2018. Vugan, WUCARD-007 for the treatment of relapsed/refractory, RR, T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, DLL, and T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma, DLBL, May 20, 2024. Total RMATs received and awarded by FDA. To date, the U.S. FDA has received at least 388 requests for RMAT designations and granted 193. The table below presents the cumulative number of RMAT requests that the FDA has received by year. Year. Hash requests. Granted. Denied. Withdrawn. 2017. 31. 11. 18. 2. 2018. 47. 18. 27. 2. 2019. 37. 17. 18. 2. 2020. 34. 13. 21. 0. 2021. 24. 9. 13. 2. 2022. 30. 14. 15. 1. 2023. 35. 17. 18. 0. 2024. 59. 43. 14. 2. 2025. 91. 50. 22. 3. Total. 388. 193. 166. 14. Source, U.S. FDA. What is an RMAT? RMAT is an acronym that stands for Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy. The designation was introduced in December 2016 as part of the 21st Century Cures Act. Sponsors of cell and gene therapies are eligible to obtain an RMAT designation from the U.S. FDA if their product is intended to treat serious or life-threatening diseases and there is preliminary clinical evidence that it can address unmet medical needs. An RMAT submission request must be made in conjunction with an investigational new drug application, IND, either concurrently or as an amendment to an existing Indiana. Products eligible for an RMAT designation include cell therapies, gene therapies, therapeutic tissue engineering products, human cell and tissue products, combination products using such therapies or products. RMAT definition. By definition, an RMAT is an award from the U.S. FDA that allows for faster, more streamlined approvals of regenerative medicine products within the United States, such as cell and gene therapies, tissue engineering products, and combination products. RMAT designations make innovative products eligible for quicker development and review of a marketing application. An RMAT designation is similar to the breakthrough therapy designation that is available to drugs. Benefits of an RMAT include increased opportunities to meet with FDA officials, as well as early meetings to discuss potential surrogate or intermediate endpoints. 21st Century Cures Act. The 21st Century Cures Act was passed by the 114th U.S. Congress in December 2016. The Act authorized $6.3 billion in funding, most of which is allocated for the National Institutes of Health, NIH. The bill, passed by both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Obama, puts the U.S. on the same playing field as other countries that support accelerated of innovative medicines. Other regions that have accelerated pathways include Japan, South Korea, and the EU. The bill encourages late-stage development in regenerative medicine, recognizing the field's potential to address severe unmet medical needs. Congress included several provisions related to cell and gene therapies in the 21st Century Cures Act, the most important of which is the RMAT designation. RMAT reviews by the FDA. For more detail, the following is from the U.S. FDA. As described in Section 3033 of the 21st Century Cures Act, a drug is eligible for Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, RMAT, designation if the drug is a regenerative medicine therapy, which is defined as a cell therapy, therapeutic tissue engineering product, human cell and tissue product, or any combination product using such therapies or products, except for those regulated solely under Section 361 of the Public Health Service Act and Part 1271 of Title 21, Code of Federal Regulations. The drug is intended to treat, modify, reverse, or cure a serious or life-threatening disease or condition, and preliminary clinical evidence indicates that the drug has the potential to address unmet medical needs for such disease or condition. Who do you expect to appear next on this RMAT list? Share your guesses in the comments below.